Chattahoochee, copyright 2023 by Randy Cooper. All rights reserved. No parts of this podcast may be used or reproduced by any means without the expressed written permission of the author. Chattahoochee, Chapter 9. Tyra and I drove separately back to the office to file our reports and start working on the case, documenting everything that was scrambling around in our heads. I knew the LT and probably the higher-ups would be on my ass in a hurry. Just then, my cell phone rang. Dvorak. So what do you think? Speak of the devil. Yeah, and good morning to you also, Lieutenant. New Yorkers would never make it anywhere else in the world where it's considered rude to discuss business prior to a little social chit-chat. I think we have another one. You stink. He's not only hot, he's on fire.
You're the kind of guy who bids his spade hand and tells me he's got two in a possible.
I don't want to hear about no possibles. Either you got it or you don't.
You're supposed to be a professional. Now what's the deal here, Dvorak?
I'll take that as a compliment. He called me a professional. Yes, it's likely the same perpetrator.
Likely? Am I not speaking English or are you not hearing good?
Listen, Dvorak, and listen real good. I don't want your noncommittal, pansy-ass bullshit. You tells me this is our boy.
Jeez, okay already.
Yes, it's him. While I did believe that in my heart, I felt my confession was coerced.
Yous need people, yous let me know. You got 48 hours to solve this before I turn this whole pile of shit into a task force.
And with that, he hung up. Thanks for calling with those heartfelt words of encouragement. Talk about setting my ass on fire. I was still shaking when the phone rang again. At this point, I'm tempted to throw the damn thing out the window, track down Juan Ramirez, and force him to take me to Mexico or risk deportation. My phone rang. Dvorak.
Craig, it's Sally. How are you?
See how it's done? Some nice little opening introduction to the conversation. Unfortunately, this is Sally's way of disguising a frontal attack. Sounds like she's going right for the jugular. I'm really busy right now, Sally. Can I call you back? Yeah, like when pigs fly.
Well, this won't take but a second, hun.
Oh, God. She called me hun. Combine that with that sexy voice and distinctly southern accent, I'm ready to tell her all about my role in whatever crime she prefers.
Is this our second victim y'all found this morning?
Ah, yes. This morning's $64,000 question. And behind this door, we have Officer Asshole. Sally, I'll have to hand it to you. You are one of the most persistent journalists, but no comment. Craig, the people have a right to know, and you need to start communicating with me.
No, I don't.
Let me break this down for you. I'm an investigator. I investigate crimes, not speak to the press. You need to communicate. Communications is handled by the public information officer. It's their job to communicate information to the public. Notice the words right there in the title, public information officer. I can help you, and you know it. I've helped you in the past on stuff, remember? Now throw a dog a bone, sugar. Some dog. And now we've upgraded from hun to sugar. She's desperate. And it is true. Sally has helped me in the past, and one hand does wash the other. She's valuable to me, and I certainly don't want to alienate her and burn that bridge. I tell you what, Sally, I've got some stuff I need to handle at the office. I'll call you this afternoon, okay? If there's one thing I like to do, is to meet beautiful women socially. Yeah, I'm a dog, I admit it. Craig, if you don't call me, I'm calling you. And she hung up. Great. People are full of encouraging words for me today. Flattery is for losers. Threats and intimidation will get you everywhere. There was the normal gaggle of reporters to run over as we pulled into the office, but I knew when we were safely inside the building, we'd be protected. Once inside, Tyra and I went straight to our computers and began entering the data for the myriad of reports we needed to file. We sent out for pizza because I really didn't feel like having to run the gauntlet again. It was about 3 in the afternoon by the time we finished. We showed a picture of the pin around the squad room, and nobody recognized the logo. When Tyra asked if I was ready to call it a day, I took to the idea like Pavlov's dogs, hearing the bell. The real reason, though, was not to go home. I needed to ditch Tyra so I could have an afternoon rendezvous with Sally. I didn't want to be seen with a reporter, especially by my partner, the snitch. I thumbed through my cell phone's received calls till I got to her number and dialed. When she answered, I heard the baby crying in the background. Somehow, the idea of a beautiful woman being motherly is a contradiction in terms. I just never pictured Sally walking around the house nursing a baby with spit up on her blouse. Sally, it sounds like you got your hands full. I'll call you back tomorrow. The hell you will. See? What kind of mother talks like that? Hang on a second while I call the au pair. Well, of course. What the hell was I thinking? Sometimes I'm such a schmuck. You know the Italian restaurant next to Publix in Dunwoody? Meet me there in 30. Thanks, Craig. I'll be there in 20.